Genesis chapter 1. I know that I have on two pair of glasses. And I also know that I'm not going to finish this message by 11 o'clock. No one laughed on that. No one even moved. Now we started 5 minutes late, so I'm going to pick up that. All right, so it may be on the second message. I'm glad, brother, that I can have two shots at this. So, what's with the glasses? I have to push them twice. So, long story short. So last year, in August, my eyes were getting really blurry. I didn't know what was going on. So went to the doctor, and you got to realize it happened in 2019, but it cleared up. I don't know what happened, but now we know. But this was like the last Friday of August, so it's been about a year now. And by the way, it did clear up. So, but just in the last week, I've had a little struggle here. But I tested positive. Now everybody's sucked air, just like, wow, everybody. Now I got your attention now. No, I tested positive for type 2 diabetes. And I'm like, I'm not that overweight. What's going on here, you know? But my mom had it. And so what happens is I had some different symptoms, went to the doctor. He tested, and sure enough, anybody that knows these numbers, that test right there was a 305, and then the A1C was a 12.5. I felt fine, except I couldn't see. But he said, that's what's going to happen. Well, then it cleared up. I got on some medication. I'm still not doing the shots. Anybody here type 1 or 2? Anybody diabetic in this room? All right? You're probably 1 then from youth, right? Okay. All right. Right over here. Have you had it your whole life? Or
14.
Okay. So you're 1. Yeah. It's old people that get the 2 one. So it cleared up. But then I don't know, maybe I just got heavy on the fried okra. I don't know, but I have cut out. I have cut. See this table? Poison. This is all. Don't put this poison. Really, literally, I can't. You see, I thought it's sugar. I can't. They said I'm too sweet. My sugar's too high. And so it was under control. And so what happens is, actually, some of you guys here, if I leave on one pair, it kind of takes down on the ugly a little bit from you guys. But anyway, no, it's only a little bit off. And so if I just use the 1, it's not very clear. And if I use 2, then I can see both. And anyway, it's a complicated thing. But if you can just, if it starts quenching the spirit, I'll just take them both off and we'll be all right. Let me just move on. Well, then I do need to say this, though. That last year, a week later, I did find out that I had COVID. So I've already had it. And so as you're hosting this super spreader event, I'm not worried about it. Because I am antibody man. So you can shake both of my hands if you want. Might help. I don't know. Anyway, it's crazy, isn't it? Glad we're able to have this. And I'm thankful there's not any COVID in heaven. Aren't you? There's not going to be any, no more death, no more pain. Anyway, that's another message. Let's get to the message. And again, I will have to finish this afternoon. And looking forward to hearing Brother Mackey here. We've just met today. And so it's going to be good. Now, I look across this room and I just see overgrown juniors. I see people that we knew from Vacation Bible Schools in the past. And some of you may remember we did Saturdays here. We call it Super Saturday, or some places call it Camp for a Day or something like that. But really the only difference is, I know you're older. You say, hey, don't treat me like a junior. We're just overgrown juniors. It's just that our toys are more expensive. It's really the only real difference. I mean, if God calls us children, we better just stick in that category, right? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. If you're able to, let's go ahead and stand together and read our text scripture. We're looking at several scriptures in the first three chapters of Genesis. chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Now repeat the last part of that phrase with me out loud. Male and female created he them. God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now look over chapter 2 and verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. Now look at verse 21, chapter 2. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman because he was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Maybe we should repeat that part about a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife. Some people in this somewhat close generation is not quite grasping that biblical concept. I'm thankful my kids have, but anyway. Verse 25, and they were both naked, both the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now chapter 3, verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from among the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. I tell you, I wonder if God just actually spoke out in some places that call themselves churches. I believe some people would run and hide, but anyway. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee thou shouldest not eat? Now look at verse 21. And unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. The title of the theme, the two-part theme, I love the anchor thing you have going. It's a wonderful theme. And I was thinking it'll fit. Of course, the Bible always fits with itself, doesn't it? It sure does. But these are things that matter the most. Things that matter the most. Heavenly Father, we sure do need you. And Lord, I really feel like that we need to get desperate to know you and to grow in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we have sadly devoted most of our time to entertainment and things we can see on a screen. Lord God, please forgive us. I pray our hearts will be tender-hearted today that we may receive things that we already know about. But Lord, that we can just get back to what really matters the most. Lord God, thank you for the trust of these churches. Lord, I just want to be a messenger for you today and glorify you for all that's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Be seated. So last year, we discovered things like Black Lives Matter, and they do. Amen. And white lives matter too. All lives matter. This shouldn't even be a point. For God so loved the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. But this sort of has overcome. It was the second round of things that happened to our country anyway last year. And when something matters, it means that it is of value, that it has significance. It means that it really does make a difference. Now, I have been married for 31 years to my first wife. My only wife, okay? And it's been wonderful. And proper marriage matters. Man, you can ride this thing a long way, but let's get into biblical form today. Okay, we understand from our missionaries we support, we understand that all lives matter, but there's some things that matter the most. And obviously those are eternal things, but I've been married for 31 years. I've got, some people use their phone and show their grandkids picture. Man, I just wear them. I got all seven of them on there. And I'm going to have to get a tie from the, 70s and make it wider, maybe longer like a clown tie to get them as they continue on. See, I have a newlywed, Caleb, the youngest. He just got married. And so there's lots of potential here. But my daughter-in-law, Lauren, designed this for Father's Day. See, she said they can't get any more on in this size tie. But next time they'll have to go in groups. So we're going to, we're going to have a amazing... Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. But I'm granddad, she's granna, and it's great. But I have found this in marriage, that it matters that mama is happy. That matters. And then, it's not an eternal thing till death do us part, but it matters a whole lot right now. Matters. And so in our home, colors of walls matter. Pictures matter. Carpets matter. Furniture matter. All matters big time. Everything matters when it comes to marriage. You better be taking notes, guys. Okay? And here's some other things that matter. Just in opening, this is not anything Bible, but we're breaking ice. I couldn't, the hymn, we just conceded, we tied, because we knew too many hymns. We just sat down and let y'all win. But anyway, here's something that really matters. When which direction the toilet paper comes off the roll matters. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've turned around many a toilet paper roll. Amen. I can't handle it. You say, you're OCD. I don't know. I haven't been diagnosed. But I know that it has to come off towards you. Amen. Trying to dig from the backside? What in the world? Nobody got time for that. I want to bring it off the front. It matters. Now, it may not matter in India. I've been there twice. Some of you don't even—they don't have toilet paper in a lot of places in India. Now, some of the bigger populated areas, but this is the truth. And don't dwell on that thought too long. All right, let's get to biblical things. When somebody says, "Well, that doesn't matter," obviously it's not important to them. Nobody cares about it. And what matters to you might not matter to somebody else. We that are saved understand that some things clearly matter. And you better realize how much they matter. Again, obviously, eternal things matter. I mean, God matters. Heaven matters. Hell matters. This book matters. Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. That better matter to you. Every knee shall bow. That matters. The Bible says that every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And that better matter to everybody. Right now, it doesn't matter to some people, but it will one day. It'll be too late. Jesus said it matters if we love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind. Being fully surrendered to the Lord matters. God's will for your life matters. I'm going to talk about that phrase a little later. I already know God's will for your life. I had a great revelation. I'll tell you in a little while, maybe this afternoon. But, I mean, everything in His Word matters. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ matters. Salvation matters. The virgin birth of our Lord Jesus Christ matters. Inspiration and preservation of the Word of God matters. Proper definition of the Lord's churches matter. Trump of God sounding, the 7-year tribulation and the millennium in that order matters. So shall we ever be with the Lord, and that matters. Eternal things matter the most. But what about right now? On this temporary earth, in this temporary life, we're going to focus today on a couple of things that God ordained that matters. Now, this would be three parts, but I only get two parts. Brother Mackey will be the other part, so I don't know what it is, but the Lord's leading us, right? So I'm going to just do mainly God ordained marriage. He ordained the family. That matters. It matters the most because God ordained. Therefore, listen to it again. Therefore shall a man, not a boy. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. That means don't get married and stay in the basement or in a spare bed. Amen. Leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is so basic, and it matters big time. We're going to talk about that until I get done here, or sort of done. And then this afternoon, his ordained churches. Now let me just say, starting out, this is a big thing because this is... In this super spreader event again, who you're going to marry right now at this moment doesn't matter. If you're unmarried in this room, it doesn't matter right now. No, you didn't like that. I don't know you didn't like that. It doesn't matter who you're going to marry at this point. Now it matters what kind of person, and so I'm not saying that. But right now, today, it's okay. All the pressure's off. Now, some of you already, you got this. Well, we're just reinforcing what these leaders and these teachers and these pastors are preaching today. We're just reinforcing it. This is, look, you say, well, something sounds wrong about it. You can find something on the internet to keep you happy. But we're talking about the Bible. Amen. This matters. Now, it does matter what kind of person you're praying for, and perhaps... young men are looking for, you know, really, but right now it doesn't matter, okay? Because if the trumpet sounds before you get married, obviously it won't matter. You don't like sound like that. I'll tell you, I didn't want the trumpet. I did not, and I'm telling you, it was a big deal because they thought in 1988 Jesus was coming. There was a little book. Did y'all, let's see, Brother Merrick, he might be, he's praying somewhere. Brother Mack, you remember this? Okay, I was in Bible college. I mean, I was trained in my home church, but you know, they were all scared. It's not in my notes. I got to keep moving. Well, I didn't want trouble sound. I wasn't married yet. I got married in 1990. I kind of want to. Now you got to realize we're not going to be married in heaven. It's Jesus made that clear. And I know people say I'm going to be with my wife in heaven, our mansion. I don't think it's not in there. It's not in here. I don't know how it's going to be, brothers and sisters. That part of our life, that's now. This matters now is what I'm talking about. But you just leave it in the Lord's hands. So family life matters. The definition of marriage matters. Okay, let's get this straight. I know this is basic. God made us male and female. Now, does that matter?
Yes,
amen. I just can't believe we're having to preach stuff like this. But Jesus knew, God knew way back, let us make man in our image. Male and female created. He knew at some point there would be confusion. God is not the author of confusion,
right. But
it would happen somewhere. And so right here, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, we have a main thing established that we are male and female. That matters so much. God made it that way. He established it. Now listen, we don't mess with things that are God established. It's obvious that anybody, and this is so good. We work in jail ministry and recovery ministries and things like that. And I have found that people, when they read the Bible, they're going to start at page one like any other book. You know, sometimes we tell them, hey, start in the book of John, Romans. And I see that. But usually if they're interested, they've already read page one. And they already have established several things. Who made everything, how we're made, and so forth. You think that's by accident that God designed His Word that way?
Right.
Because people are like, they get desperate. They get confused. The Bible's supposed to have some answers. They're going to start page one. So on page one, they're going to get a whole lot of things settled right off. And then they're at page two, and then page three, they're going to get a lot of things figured out right off about sin and a lot of things. See? Yeah, God designed it. And what He has designed matters. And so don't mess with God, what God designed. Because that does matter. You know, Satan understands what matters. Help me now. Raise your hand if you're listening. Yeah, it still works. Raise your hand if you're listening. I'm not going to honk any horns. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, He was here in these first chapters. Since before this, He lifted Himself up by using deception to go against everything that is of God's design. See, He knows what matters. He knows how to get people's mind completely messed up. He understands this. What matters to the devil is rebellion against God. He's the father of lies. So is He going to mess up first? Page one, creation. And as He's messing up creation, He can also mess up God's design of male and female. Yeah, evolution. Does evolution mess with male and female? Yeah, because you can involve it anything you want. You see where evolution has taken us now? If you look up the letters, and let me just say this. We've had people that are recovering from drugs, or at least have attempted to, that were, as the scripture calls, sodomites, that have come to our program, and we love them just the same as any other person in that room.
Right.
Because everybody's life matters.
Right.
You say, well, I've given over to a reprobate mind. You don't know that. Only God knows that. God's the one that gives over to a reprobate mind, not us.
Right.
We just still preach the gospel. We still love people. No matter how the confusion has happened, we still love people. We don't make fun of it. Yeah, I grew up in the 80s. We made fun of it. People weren't out of the closet yet. I get that, but I fools make a mock at sin. We did wrong by doing that. The letters are now continuing. LGBTQIAPK. And then there's a plus because it doesn't end. Think about this. See, it just starts with just mixing up a little bit of the two basic of God's clear design. And where do they go from there? There's no end. There is no stopping point. And God is not the author of confusion. A statistic. 39% versus 17, okay? 17% of young people in our culture today are likely to get into drugs. But those that are confused with this are 39% more likely. This is just read. You can look these up. Are more likely to get into drugs. And if young people get into drugs, they're more 90%. They're 90% more likely to be in abuse as adults. But this category, the statistics are there. We love people. And again, this is not hate speech. I mean, this is not hate speech. If anything, it's love speech.
Right.
I'm just trying to keep myself from crying.
Right.
Because I've talked through the beanhole of a jail to people that are confused on this. We love confused. Now listen, have you ever been confused sometimes in your life about different things? Just a different kind, different level. The truth will make them free. We understand that God is clear on this. I'm surprised that they haven't outlawed gender reveals yet. One's going to be blue, one's going to be pink. Where do you get that in the Bible? Who made that up? What book is that found in? But we know what it means. One of these days soon, you'll see a gender reveal and it's going to be purple or chartreuse. I'm just trying to be realistic here. Where is this? It doesn't end. It does not stop.
That's right.
Go back to God's design. You say, nobody in this room could be confused on that. I beg to differ.
Yeah.
It's so clear. God designed it. Don't mess with it. Satan is an all-out war to redefine and completely destroy God's original design of the family. This generation better understand God's designs are what matter the most. So take a stand on His established word. We're gonna kind of halfway close here. I got a lot more goodies to show. I didn't even get my visuals out yet. You think, hey, I got visuals? No, I don't have Henry here, and I don't have that. So you're like, oh man. Be thankful and happy about the way God made you. See, you are specifically God's design. Isn't that good? You don't need plastic surgery.
Amen.
No. Now, I'm not against makeup, okay? I don't want you to think that. I got to put that in there. It's all right. I think some guys need it. Just kidding. Just kidding. Man, give me a little space here. Be thankful about the way God made you. He has a unique plan for your life that only you can accomplish, nobody else. Don't look in the mirror and go, ooh, I hate myself. I realize we're sinners. I realize we are base. I realize our righteousness is as filthy rags, but we got to look at what we are. But realize that God has made us for a reason. In a special way. Male and female. God's design clearly matters. So, I'm trying to respect time because I'm excited about the next message. Let me look at that schedule because I think the afternoon says 1:30 to question mark. See, I can finish it there. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we sure need you.